the sound of water flowing from the Argan Mountains.
Вы обычно отмечаете праздник в небольших храмах, в сельских городах. А сегодня вот почему-то шли в северной столице снега. Почему вы отошли от традиции, почему именно в этом соборе?
Sounds pretty unfamiliar, doesn't it?
Что сегодня не отправляется. Приехали выполнить поставленную задачу.
But this is what connects us. Pronunciation, Chechens. Location, Chechnya territory between Russia and Georgia. Population, unknown. Language, Chechen. Religion, Islam. Caucasus Mountains stretch along a line 600 miles or 1,000 kilometers long between the Black and the Caspian Sea. The region includes the southwestern corner of the Russian Federation, as the Caucasus region has a long history of conflict and bloodshed among its people. The ethnic complexity of the Caucasus is unequaled in Eurasia, and 50 languages originating from the region. Now many of these groups are quite small in population, yet they have been able to retain their distinct languages and cultures. The Caucasus is the most politically unstable region of the former Soviet Union. Since 1989, the region has been the site of 5 wars, including 2 within the territory of the Russian Federation, the North Ossetian-Ingush War in 1992, and the Chechen-Russian War between 1994. And 1996.
But the evidence on the ground told a very different story. The indiscriminate brutality of the bombardment of Chechnya has raised questions about the future of democracy in Russia. 6 weeks after the war in Chechnya, Russia is hoping to persuade the West that Chechnya is Moscow's internal affair, and the tragic price that had to be paid for preserving Russia's territorial integrity.
Chechens live in a small territory called Chechnya that lies within the Russian Federation along the border with Georgia. Now the Caucasus Mountains protect them not only from enemies, but from outside influences in general. The Chechens therefore have retained many traditional customs and practices. They were threatened throughout the 19th and 20th centuries, especially by Russian domination. In the 1920s, the early years of the Soviet government, the Chechens were allowed to express and develop their national culture. This period of relaxation ended by the late 1920s, and during the 1930s, many Chechen political and cultural leaders were arrested, exiled, or executed. Soviet suspicion of the Chechens led to the brutal deportation of the entire Chechen population in the spring of 1994. In the course of a few days, the people of Chechnya were rounded up by the Soviet army and secret police, loaded into boxcars, and transported to remote regions of Kazakhstan, Central Asia, and Siberia. Now many died on the way, and many more died in their harsh new living conditions, and survivors were denounced as traitors and suffered severe discrimination. In 1956, the Chechens were permitted to return to their homeland. Although they had spent over a decade in exile, Most Chechens returned to their native territory. Upon return, many discovered that ethnic Russians had taken over their land. Clashes and hatred between Chechens and Russians living within Chechen territories have persisted to the present. The bitterness between the two groups made the long-standing Chechen resentment of Russia even worse.
Russians in Chechnya and see the sort of losses they're prepared to take and the sort of deprivation they're prepared to put their soldiers through. And these are simple kids who believe a lot of the stuff that they're told. And what they learn about Chechnya is what the state wants to tell them about Chechnya. And so they believe entirely that this is a country of bandits. And they leave the country perhaps feeling even more hatred for them when they left, because all they've known is Chechens that shoot at them, Chechens that try to maim them, and Chechens that perhaps torture their comrades when they capture them.
Chechen nationalism gained strength from the 1960s to the early 80s, and during the mid to late 1980s, the Soviet government became more tolerant. However, this relatively free political climate provided the Chechens with opportunities to discuss the possibility of splitting from the Soviet Union. By August 1991, the collapse of the Soviet system and rise of Russian President Boris Yeltsin, ideas of national independence gained widespread support in Chechnya. Now in November 1991, the Chechens formed a government under leader Dzhokhar Dudayev and declared Chechnya an independent state. Yeltsin immediately challenged the declaration and refused to negotiate with Dudayev. Tensions between Russia and Chechnya increased, and in November 1994, Russia launched an air attack on Chechnya.
I'm standing in the center of Grozny in the aftermath of the heaviest air raid on this city since the conflict began. At least five times, Russian warplanes swooped down on the city and dropped bombs. Where I'm standing, at least two people have been killed, innocent bystanders, and many more people have been wounded.
Though severely outnumbered, the Chechens managed to prevent Russia from gaining control in their homeland. The war lasted for 2 years, with massive casualties on both the Chechen and Russian sides. Much of Chechnya was left to ruin.
يا إخوتي ماذا نقول أم حزننا جلب البكاء لصحبة أهل المحبة والإخاء عاشوا على هدي
96 A ceasefire treaty between the two sides could have stopped the fighting. However, the treaty did not resolve the issue of Chechnya's independence. Instead, the treaty postponed the issue until 2000, when a vote by Chechen citizens will be held on the question of independence from Russia. Chechnya still considers itself an independent state, while Russia continues to treat Chechnya as part of the Russian Federation.
And there was something heroic about the Chechen resistance in the first war as well. The resistance against a force which was overwhelmingly bigger than theirs. Their almost unbreakable morale had to impress you. But then they won the war. They came back from that almost impossible position to push the Russians out of Grozny and defeated the Russians and made them leave the country. It was unbelievable. It was something very moving about it.
Я вот сами добровольно, без оружия, без насилия. Как бы мы давно и пришли в Россию и не отвязались от нее. Но силой заставить чеченцев под ружьем служить как собака невозможно. Невозможно.
The Chechen language is unique to the Caucasian region and not related to any languages outside of this country. Now, until 1991, Chechnya had two official languages, Chechen and Russian. After 1991, Chechen nationalism and rising anti-Russian sentiment resulted in movements to rid the Chechen language of Russian words. A new school curriculum to increase the teaching of the Chechen language was developed and introduced, and Chechens tried to increase the number of publications and media broadcasting in the native language.
جلب البكاء لصحبة أهل المحبة والإخاء عاشوا على هدي النبي يرجون رحمة.
Islam is the traditional Chechen religion. Despite efforts of the atheistic Soviet government to get rid of Islam, the Chechens continued to adhere strongly to their religion throughout the years of Soviet power. However, because the practice of Islam was not permitted during these years, many observances, such as public prayers, were not maintained. Islam, however, remained a strong force among the Chechen people, and the religious freedom granted during the late 1980s intensified the public expression of religion. In modern Chechen society, the birth of a boy is viewed as an especially important occasion, as family and friends hold celebrations welcoming the new son. The festivities surrounding the birth of a daughter are much more modest. In modern society, a child's first day of school, which begins in the first grade at the age of 7, is viewed as an important step towards greater maturity. Most young people spend some time in high school, and many go on to university, enabling them to enjoy some years of relative freedom before assuming their adult roles. Even today, many young men are married by the age of 20, and many girls marry at the age of 17 or even 18. Most young couples even have children soon after marriage. In home, guests can expect to receive the best food and the most pleasant accommodations that the hosts can afford. The younger generation of today tends to have a much more casual and relaxed attitude towards the treatment of guests, which tends to irritate the older generation. Visiting is an important part of Chechen social life, and guests are expected to return invitations and extend hospitality to those who have entertained them in the past. Now, dating is not usually part of Chechen social life. Marriages are sometimes arranged by families, as each family is seeking to marry into another family of at least equal, if not superior, wealth and social standing. Many young people choose whom they will marry. Although they may ask for parental approval, Chechen parents exert considerable pressure on their children to marry other Chechens. This is particularly true for women, as married women are considered to belong to the culture of their husband.
It's very hard to come in and pretend that you understand what war is. Chechnya has gone through so much in the last 2 decades that I think the girls are aware that this is a really special time.
In Goodbye My Chechnya, photographer Diana Markosian chronicles the lives of adolescent Muslim girls as they come of age in a Russian republic that's struggling to rebuild itself after 2 separate wars spanning from 1994 to 2009.
They lost their childhood to war, and this is the first time they're experiencing a form of peace. In the beginning, I think for them it was surprising why I cared and why other people would care. I gained access by just being there. I became a part of their world. Right now, Chechnya is going through a form of Islamization, so it's becoming more conservative. The new generation is embracing this form of Islamization, partly because the government has made it a norm and has made it the rule. A girl can be kidnapped when she's 15, 16, forced to marry, and she has no choice. If the parents eventually approve, which in most cases they do, she's sent to this other family. And to me, that's absolutely heartbreaking. wrote a piece about honor killings, and I had evidence in form of video of a girl being killed. Just 2 years ago, the president made it public and said that this is what happens if a girl misbehaves, if she's running around with a man, these are her consequences. The family, the government will go after her. And after I wrote this piece, I left Chechnya. To be a woman in Chechnya is not, it's not easy.
In 2010, when she was working for a news agency in Moscow, Markosyan asked to be sent to Chechnya. The photographer, who was Russian but studied in the US, was 20 years old and curious about the history of the embattled region. Markosyan went back repeatedly after that first visit and soon became a specialist in covering a region where she says many of her colleagues don't want to go. She moved to Chechnya to live there full time, but she says her close relationship with the area doesn't mean that it's not a risky place to live and work. She says that kidnappings are frequent and that risk does not affect her photographs. Now, although Russian leaders declared the region normalized and peaceful, personal project through which Markosyan addresses the lives of girls growing up in Chechnya. But she says that by spending weeks with the subjects before taking a single photograph, she has been able to gain the access necessary for the project. And by doing this, she says she has found women to be a mirror for Chechnya as a whole. Now, the war in Chechnya might be over, but the repercussions of the war are still much in evidence. Many still face food insecurity, lack of income, and hold no hope of finding a sustainable livelihood. The official figures from 2009 show more than 50% of the population are unemployed, and finding regular work is a nightmare. It depends on personal contacts, proximity to cities, and even paying bribes to employers. Access to services in rural areas is very limited, and often benefits are only provided to those who can pay bribes. Now, the war has led to the creation of tens of thousands of female-headed households with orphans due to the death of the male members. The war severely weakened the tradition that would once have supported women and children and protected them from adversity, as well as providing for the family's daily needs. Now, this large number of female-headed households continues to struggle to make ends meet and bring food to their orphaned children, particularly because most of them are not in a position to leave the house in order to find work. These women have to care for children, the elderly, and sick or disabled family members. Ramadan Food Distribution Project, implemented by Dobrota, a partner of UWT in Chechnya, was aimed at assisting 250 families during the holy month through the provision of an emergency food package, which will cover the basic nutritional needs. It was also aimed to provide a useful Eid gift, a school kit including stationery items and a school bag, to close to 130 children. Now, with the Ramadan food assistance, these families were able to fulfill their basic daily nutritional requirements for the month of Ramadan. Furthermore, the children benefited with a timely gift in the form of school kits at the beginning of each school year.
يرجون جنة ربهم
The month of Ramadan has started and will last for 30 days. Now, with about 20 million Muslims who live on the territory of Russia that celebrate this month, the number is more than in different traditional Muslim countries. Now, during the month, Muslims abstain from eating and drinking in the daylight. They may only eat after sunset. Now, in Chechnya, food is diverse and substantial during this month. The Chechen cuisine is one of the oldest in the Caucasus. Its dishes are tasty and nourishing. Now, with lamb and mutton being staples of the Chechen diet, like all Muslims, Chechens do not eat pork or pork products. Tomatoes, red or green peppers, or eggplants, or as we know them as brinjals, are often stuffed with a ground lamb mixture and baked. Milk products such as butter and cheese are also an important part of the diet. Fruits, fresh in summer and dried in winter, are the most common dessert. We might speak different languages, have different values and cultures, but what unites us is the kalima of Islam. We are reminded of a hadith reported by An-Numan ibn Bashir that said, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, the parable of the believers in the affection, mercy and compassion for each other is that of a body. When any limb aches, the whole body reacts with sleeplessness and fever. Narrated by Bukhari. Muhammad Amin reporting on the Ummah in Crisis.